WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A deadly plane crash at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo, Japan, overnight a Japan Airlines jet catching fire after hitting a Coast Guard plane and crash landing on the tarmac. Five Coast Guard members were killed, according to Japanese broadcaster NHK. ABC's Matt Gutman at the airport in Tokyo.
Japanese authorities now say they're investigating the entire airport here, Haneda. An Airbus A350, which is a large plane, collided with that Japanese Coast Guard plane and burst into that fireball. Firefighters trying to put out the flames, and those 379 passengers on board and crew managing to escape.
The plane still smoldering this hour. In California, a partial commuter train derailment in the San Francisco Bay Area, threatening the morning commute. The BART train went off the tracks and caught fire yesterday morning. No major injuries, but nine people were sent to the hospital. And last night's massive $842 million Powerball prize had one lucky winner, though no one's come forward yet. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An 11-year-old girl who had been abducted was found safe in Barneveld on Saturday. According to authorities, she was abducted from Indiana, where there was a silver alert out for her return. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office said they were notified that a vehicle at a Quick Trip in Barneveld was involved in an Indiana silver alert and that the occupants of the vehicle were possibly armed. While the Iowa County Sheriff's Office was on their way to Barneveld, they were told that the vehicle was traveling in the township of Dodgeville on U.S. Highway 18 and 151. The City of Dodgeville Police Department was dispatched to assist the Iowa County Sheriff's Office and found the vehicle traveling south on U.S. Highway 151. The Dodgeville Police Department and the Iowa County Sheriff's Office initiated a traffic stop on the vehicle. The 11-year-old was safely removed from the vehicle, and three adults were taken into custody. Those three people are in their 20s and are from South Dakota. They all had warrants for kidnapping of a minor out of Indiana. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 460 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20, although the wind will back off a little bit to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. On Thursday, sunshine, high of 28. Are you looking for an awesome place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us after 7 o'clock. I'm Maddie Jones. It's Rick Springfield now. This is Jesse's Girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman? 99.7 Max FM.
Los Lobos, there is La Bamba, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing great. Welcome to a brand new year.
Yes, Maddie. I know. It's crazy to think that we're in 2024. I mean, I don't know how I always feel about the new year. Like, in one respect, it's always kind of fun. It's a little refreshing. You get this new start with the new year. But then I look back on the year previous and I'm like, how did we get here so quickly? The older I get, the faster it goes, too. Yeah, my goodness.
It takes a while to get into the groove, right?
Yes, it does. It does. Absolutely. Now, did you guys do anything fun to celebrate this weekend, or was it quiet at the Finn household?
It was, well, New Year's Eve was great. Just kind of relaxed.
Nice.
We played a lot of games, a lot of Jenga, a lot of Trivial Pursuit. Chris made New Year's Eve dinner. I had lobster tails, and her and Phoenix both had steak and popovers. So
nice.
Yeah, that was really nice. And then yesterday was totally chill. We just made a fire and watched TV, watched some movies, and yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
It's kind of nice to bring in the new year like that, right? Kind of sets, mm-hmm. It feels like always it sets the tone for what you want the rest of the year to be like, is always how I look at it. And we were very chill around here this weekend as well. I mean, Saturday, I had no intentions when I got home on like Thursday afternoon from getting my grocery pickup. I texted Corey and I'm like, you know what? I have nowhere to be from now until Wednesday when Dexter has drums. And it was the most glorious feeling in the whole wide world, let me tell you. And then Dexter comes to me Saturday morning. He's like, I don't really want to stay home today. Okay, what would you like to do? I don't know. I don't really care. I just don't want to be at home. And I said, okay. And I said, there's nothing going on. I mean, it's quiet. The holiday stuff is done. Everybody's just kind of settling in for the new year. I said, I have a ton of stuff here that I need to handle. You can do it later. Let's go find something to do. And I said, Okay. And so we actually needed bulk toilet paper for the station. So we ended up going over to Madison, just he and I. Corey had no intentions of leaving the house. In fact, I don't think he moved out of his chair with the dog on his lap the entire day, except maybe once to pottier. And that's pretty much it. But Dexter and I made our way to Madison. We had a nice lunch out, and then we did the Costco run, not only for the station, but we needed a few things at home as well. And he was satisfied. That was pretty much all he wanted. He got out of the house, saw something a little different, hung out with mom for a little bit, and that was all he really wanted. I also found out that there's a new girl in his life, so that's kind of exciting, I guess. I don't know how I feel about this yet.
Okay.
But she's very sweet. I actually got to FaceTime with her. This is the first girl that my boys have ever let me FaceTime with or actually talk to.
Look at you.
I know. I felt very
in the world.
I felt very important, Finn. You have no idea how important I actually felt at that moment in time. Now, here's where Dexter's at on the whole thing. She's the same age. She actually lives in Milwaukee. They ironically met at the outlet mall during puppy school. He took off to go do a little shopping and go to the bathroom one night when I was there. And she was in the area visiting her relatives who live in Wisconsin Dells. So she's familiar with the area. Does online school through, you know, the city of Milwaukee, that kind of stuff. She's a bass player, so that's kind of cool.
Okay, cool.
They love all the same music, but here's where my Dexter's at on the whole thing. Relationships seem hard. This is his astute observation to me on Saturday. He's like, I don't know if it's almost 17. I'm really in the mood to put up with all the drama that comes with a relationship. I said, that's a wise choice. I said, you have to absolutely be ready to do those types of things. And I said, if you're not, I said, at least be honest with her. And I said, at least maybe you have a really cool person that you can talk to, hang out with. When we go to Milwaukee to see your brother, we can always set up something so you guys can go have some lunch, that kind of thing. But I said, at least be honest with her. I have to think about it and give it some time. And so that's where he's at on the whole thing. But she is very sweet. She's very cool. Totally his aesthetic, totally his vibe as far as what she's into and what she likes. So that's kind of cool. But here's the thing that floored me the most. I know how Dexter talks to most people, and I know how snarky he can be, and I know how sarcastic he can be, and how he usually doesn't mean it, but it's just who he is and how he comes across. When he was talking to this girl, a completely different human being, human being in my car, and I'm looking at him as we're driving, right? Because he's on his phone, and I only got to talk to her briefly because, duh, I was driving. He would just turned the phone towards me so I could at least see her cute little face. And I'm listening to him talk to her over FaceTime, and I'm like, who is this polite, young, funny, like a little flirtatious human being? I was like, who is this person? It was hilarious. And it's so funny to see your kids in that way, especially one like Dexter, right? Like, it was very odd to me because he talked to her in a completely different way than I've ever heard him talk to any of us in our house, which is the funniest thing ever. So we'll see where it goes. But she is very, very sweet. And I do, even if they're just friends, you can just tell she's one of those good ones to have around. So I was cool with that. Yeah. So that was our Saturday. Very exciting stuff. I know.
And was that kind of his ploy? Was that why he wanted to get out of the house?
That's what Corey and I were talking about. Because here's the thing. Saturday morning, he woke me up by talking to her at like 7 in the morning. Dexter doesn't get up at 7 in the morning for anything. Like anything. 8 o'clock, 8:30. Maybe it's pushing it. He's a little groggy. That kind of thing. 7 a.m. He doesn't get up for anybody at 7 a.m. So I had an inkling that this girl was around. And in fact, I said to him, because if you're going to wake me up, I'm going to ask about it, right? So I said to him at one point in the morning, I said, so I have a question for you. And he goes, what's that? And I said, who's the new girl? And he kind of smiled and he's like, that was Haley. He's like, did you hear me talking to her? Did I wake you up? And I said, yeah, it was fine. I was starting to get up anyway. And so we had a brief conversation about her at that point in time, because of course, I'm a mom. I'm going to ask some questions. It's just how things go.
Yeah.
And my boys are used to it. They know that that's how I am. I don't pry too much, but Tell me what her name is. How old is this girl? How did you meet this girl? Where does she live? That kind of thing. Because I do want to know those things. And I wasn't going to pry too much because, well, you have boys. You know that that can backfire on you really, really quickly as well. So I just kind of dropped it. And then all of a sudden we were in the car on our way to Madison. And I was at least talking to her through FaceTime as I was driving.
Yeah.
And so that's how that kind of went down. But I do like her. She's a little sassy, but she's very sweet at the same time. And she can dish it back at Dexter, which is kind of nice. I did appreciate that about her a whole lot. And then on Sunday, we kind of stuck around the house. Now, before we made our Madison excursion, I had to whip up a quick cheesecake because it had to sit for like 12 hours before you could actually cut into it. I don't know. That's what the recipe said. I'd never made this one before. But it turned out to be delicious, according to the men in the house. And then we watched a whole lot of football on Sunday because, well, that's all that was really on. And that's all everybody was in the mood for. And then Max made his way home, and he's here actually for a few days. In fact, we were having a conversation last night. He's not sure when he starts classes again. He'll get the update in the next couple of weeks because different programs at MATC start at different times. And the TV production program, they're kind of out on their own because they work with PBS. You know, they're in the school, but they have their own section. So they kind of do their own thing. So he's like, everything on my online stuff is locked down till January 18th. So he's like, I don't know if I start that week, if I start on the 18th. So he said, I'm just waiting for the email. So he's got to actually be back in Milwaukee on the 9th to run Wauwatosa City meetings, which is part of his, you know, what he does over there as a part-time job. And then he's like, I might just drive back home that night, depending on the weather. And I said, back home to your apartment or here? And he goes, I don't know, if I don't start till the 18th, he goes, that's a long time to hang out by myself.
So that's awesome.
He brought his entire computer system home. He's back in his gaming emporium. Finn, it's like things never changed.
Wow. It's like deja vu, right?
It's very strange. I said to Corey, and it was so funny because he came home, he got all of his stuff unpacked, he set up his computer downstairs, and he went down there right away to start gaming and talking with his friends. And you could hear him laughing. And I said to Corey, I was like, he didn't even really say anything to us. He dropped his clothes and went down to gaming. And Corey's like, and you were worried he was never going to come home. He's like, it's like he never even left this house. So we did that on Sunday. And then, of course, we watched the Packers beat the Vikings, which was a great game. Chris Hovel's going to join us later this morning, and we'll kind of talk more about that game. Look a little ahead to the Bears, because obviously there's a lot of good stuff to talk about with the Vikings. But you know, it's a big game on Sunday afternoon for the Green Bay Packers. If they win, they're in the playoffs. So we'll get a little into that this morning as well. And then we just kind of hung out and watched TV. I've done a lot of cooking over the last couple of days. That's kind of how our New Year's went down.
You know
doing
what?
Cooking.
Since you brought that up, I got to ask you about this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, sometimes over the holiday for Christmas, sometimes you get unusual gifts, right?
Okay.
Now, I'm not, Chris got this, my wife got this, and I'm not going to say who gave it to her, because I'm just
in
I want to stay alive, right?
That's right, okay. Just in case, it's fine.
So, you know, you were making your cheesecake, okay?
Yes.
And Chris does a lot of cooking, and one of the things she received for the Christmas holidays from someone in her, not me, but someone in her microcosm, okay?
Okay.
She got a recipe book. It's called Straw Hat Country Cooking.
Okay. Interesting.
A collection of delicious recipes from the Granton Amish community.
Okay.
Now, as you know,
I'm glad you clarified that, though, because I was thinking this was coming from something way down south, and we've seen some of the things that they like to eat there, and that was.
Well, hold on to that thought. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So she has a whole bunch of things that she has bookmarked here as really good recipe ideas. She has.
You have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. She has a cheddar potato chowder. She's got a cheesy chicken chowder. She's got a pancake pizza. And there's a whole bunch of, you know, dessert type of like pie crust and lemon pie recipes. And pecan pie. Okay.
So far, it all sounds amazing.
So far, so good. All right.
Right.
Well, she's paging through this
And we were in the living room, and we were both reading, okay?
Sure.
And she's paging through this, and then she stops, and she says, okay. There is a recipe for stuffed possum.
See, this is where I thought the original title was going, and that is not surprising to me at all in a cookbook with the particular title that you mentioned. See, you know, one of the things that floored me the most when we moved to Wisconsin, because when you move from out of state, here was the thing. When we moved from South Dakota to Minnesota, you have to retake your written driving test in Minnesota in order to get your state license. And I wasn't sure what the rules and regulations were going to be in the state of Wisconsin until we got here. So I just started quick reading a manual in all my spare time trying to move. I don't know. It's weird. I'm kind of right. like that. So I was just like, just in case, because I don't want to have to like go back. I mean, how embarrassing. You've been driving for how many years and you can't pass a written test, right?
Exactly.
So I kind of started reading before we went in. One of the rules in this state is that if you kill like something, an animal on the side of the road, you have all rights to take that animal. And I was like, do people actually do this in the state of Wisconsin? I had to really think about it for a minute. And I said to Corey, I said, you grew up near Wisconsin. I mean, he was right on the border of Wisconsin and Michigan. I said, is this something people do?
Uh-huh.
He goes, well, I'm not going to say they do it for critters. But he's like, yeah, if you hit a deer, he's like, I know people, because he said it's the same rule in Michigan. I said, you just load it up and take it home? I said, that's kind of weird. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that doesn't surprise me, knowing some of the rules that we have around here about what you can do with critters after they're dead. So stuffed possum is not the weirdest. Well, no, it's pretty weird.
I think it's pretty weird.
because
people are eating their breakfast, I'm not going to read the recipe here and how it is you're supposed to prepare the possum. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not like you can go to the store and just buy a possum, right? For like cooking. You have to get that thing ready yourself. And I'm assuming that nobody wants to eat the furry part of the possum. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't want to upset anybody's breakfast. You're right. But I'm just assuming that you don't want to eat the furry part of the possum and things have to happen to get rid of that. It's kind of like a chicken, right? Nobody wants to eat the feathers kind of thing.
Look, it's a delicacy I don't need, okay?
Aww.
So I don't know what the strangest thing is that you've ever had as a meal, but
not possum. You know, though, it's funny because, you know, sometimes when I talk to older relatives, you know, they'll be like, oh, have you ever had bunny stew? No, I can honestly say I've never had bunny stew. And maybe it's just an older thing because they did eat more critters and things and did hunt a little bit more for the. I have no idea. Like, I'm trying to reason it out, but it's still weird no matter
how you look at it. We were joking about that over the weekend about how almost every recipe back then, everyone was using lard or sorghum, you know, these.
Yes. These really weird things that nobody thinks about anymore.
Right.
And then you wondered why people died of a young age because, I mean, obviously you had lard in everything you did. Every recipe, and we've got some of those books because my mom sounds a lot like Chris. She loves recipe books. She has a collection of them. She loves to read them. She loves to tag the pages. She loves to write things down, make notes, all of that kind of stuff. I don't know if she does it as much now as she used to when I was growing up, but it was how my mom sewing and going through her recipe books. I mean, she hand embroidered stuff. So she loved to do those types of things. And we always used to laugh about that because if you go through the old church cookbooks that she got from her grandmas and her aunts, you look at those recipes and you're like, why didn't people die at the age of 30? Because there is so much stuff in them. And you're like, this cannot possibly be good for anybody, can it? It's crazy. It is crazy. At least we don't, and not everybody eats like that anymore. And at least I'm not out killing the possum that lives out here to try to make my dinner tonight, Finn.
Well,
so I can be thankful for that in 2024.
So you're saying you didn't prepare stuffed possum with the cheesecake that you made?
No stuffed possum.
The
in
cheesecake
fact, we had,
turned out all right, though? Good stuff?
Yes, I guess so. It's almost gone, so that tells you everything you need to know. But it was one of those things where Corey really loves a good cheesecake. The boys are kind of on the fence about cheesecake. They love it. They like it, but they don't love it as much as their dad. And so I was like, well, if you guys don't want cheesecake, I'll just get some vanilla ice cream, because right away Corey was like, how about if we have cheesecake with tons of different toppings? And I said, do you really need tons of different toppings? You only eat one piece at a time. Well, then I have some variety. Okay. I said, I'm not the variety pack at Sam's Club that you get with the little mini squares. Like, that's not what I'm doing here. At any rate, I made him a cheesecake, and then I went and got like some chocolate topping. I got some caramel, some white chocolate, sure. And then I made my own fruit compotes to go on top of it for whatever you wanted. And so that's what they've been using on their cheesecake. So what they've been doing is they have been making themselves a little sampler platter. So they'll cut their piece, and then they take it and cut it in like twos or threes, like mm-hmm. you know, skinny little mm-hmm. slices. Then they're
like
using different yes, and like then they're using a different
flight.
Topping yeah. on each little slice. So
cool.
They have that going for them. And when that's all gone, which I think there's only a couple pieces left, they can take all of the toppings and use it on their vanilla ice cream that's also sitting in the freezer.
There you go.
So I did that on Sunday night. And then we had white chicken chili because that's Max's favorite. And then we could sit back and watch the game. That's usually what we do on a night game when the Packers play. I just throw something in the slow cooker, like a chili, a soup, maybe some meatballs. Mm-hmm. And then whenever everybody gets hungry during the game, you just go feed yourself. Everything's out. Everything's ready to roll. You can feed yourself, though, as soon as you get hungry. So that's usually how we do game nights around here when the Packers are playing. So,
well, that sounds just, like it was a nice weekend.
It was
right?
a good weekend. It was a quiet weekend. And then I do have to tell everybody the big news. I will be going to New Kids on the Block this summer in Milwaukee.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I've been trying to get out of the storm chasing convention in February in Dallas. I have been trying with all my might. It is not working. And so the other day I looked at my husband and I said, I will make you a deal. If you make me go to talk to Chasers for 2 days straight, I said, you're going to go rock it out with New Kids on the Block. Danny, Joey, Jordan. I said, I'm getting you a t-shirt and everything.
Hanging tough.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because I said, that is the deal. If you're making me deal with Chasers for 2 days, you get one night of the right stuff.
Wow.
And that's, yeah.
And he took it. He took the bait.
He nice. Did because he doesn't want to go by himself.
I like your way of thinking, you know? Like if you have to take one for the team.
That's right. Yeah. You can take one for the team mm-hmm. then later on. It's only fair. It's only fair.
Exactly.
Taking a look at the forecast right now. Mostly cloudy today, 34 for a high. Yeah, we're into that winter weather where it's cloudy a lot of the time and temperature's just going to hang out in the 30s. Now, I'm looking at the sun coming up out here on Goose Poop Pond. I'm seeing some light blue and some pink in the sky. So I don't know what that means for the rest of the day, but you know, if I could see peaks of sun today, Finn, I would probably be okay. This is a hard time of the year for me. We've talked about it. As soon right. as we get to this time of the year where it's nothing but clouds for days and days and days, it's a rough time of the year for me. But hopefully we'll see just a few peaks of sun. That will make me happy.
And I feel bad for you. I mean,
I know,
I'm absolutely
I know.
Blissful with all
I know,
the clouds.
I know.
Yeah.
My Max is the same way. He loves it when it's like this. So yeah. I completely get it. Cloudy tonight down to 26 and then more clouds again tomorrow with a high of 32. Right now, it's 24.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Max FM.
7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Tuesday and your 2024 are off to a great start. I know it's hard to get back into the swing of things after those couple of weeks of holiday fun. I'm right there with you. Lots of coffee today and maybe a donut or two. Michael Jackson now. This is Billie Jean on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. And this is one of the craziest things I've seen all weekend. There's something else I want to talk about here, but I was watching this video. Remember Beverly Hills 90210 star Ian Ziering? He was on the original show, and then he started doing all those Sharknado movies and kind of lost everybody. But at any rate, he got into this weird physical altercation with a group of mini bikers in L.A. on Sunday, and there's video over at TMZ. It actually shows Ziering fending off multiple people and trying to run away from this group of bikers. They were riding down Hollywood Boulevard. He got out of his car and then this weird brawl started. Nobody, like, that doesn't really show in the video why it started. Yeah. But the LAPD had to respond to reports of a fight that broke out after the group of bikers were driving recklessly. Now, Ian Ziering actually addressed the incident on Instagram, saying that he experienced an alarming incident involving a group of individuals on mini bikes. While stuck in traffic, he says, my car was approached aggressively by one of these riders, leading to an unsettling confrontation. In an attempt to assess any damage, I exited my car. This action unfortunately escalated into a physical altercation, which I navigated to protect myself. He went on to say, as a citizen and a parent, I find it unacceptable that groups can freely engage in this kind of a behavior causing fear and chaos. So kind of a little scary and a little bit maybe of a weird road rage maybe incident or something like that. Or maybe just some people who really just wanted to cause trouble, didn't matter who it happened to be. But interesting stuff. And the video is kind of crazy.
Yeah, we got some weird celebrity stuff going on.
Last week,
I don't know, did you hear about the Pierce Brosnan thing?
No.
He was walking in Yellowstone, so he was walking around, but he was walking in the places where he shouldn't be walking, like in the thermal places where he shouldn't, and he got busted. And so now he has like a court appearance coming up, but I mean, it's I don't know if he's kind of, you know, he still wants to be James Bond and he's trying to be stealthy and going places where he's not supposed. I don't have no idea, but
yeah,
it
dude,
seems
you
like
can't do that. I mean, if you've got a sign up, there's a reason there's a sign up. You know, my Max always said, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's kind of his quote for things like that. So in that case, you kind of deserve it, Pierce. Sorry, you were a great James Bond, but you know, you got to stay away from where they tell you not to walk.
One too many vodka martinis, I guess.
That's right. It's a safety issue if they have those signs up. There's a reason they don't want you back there, mostly because they probably don't want you hurt or they don't want to rescue you at the end of the day is probably how that goes down. But no, that is interesting. I hadn't heard that. Ian Ziering. I mean, really, honestly, were they, I don't think the mini bikers were probably just targeting him. Sounds like they were targeting, I mean, it's Ian Ziering. Nobody remembers him from Sharknado. I mean, let's face it, the career is not gone exactly maybe how we wanted it to after Beverly Hills 90210. It sounds like it was just people making a whole lot of trouble. But yeah, I love TMZ for the videos that they post. I know it's gossip. I know it's all very stupid, but sometimes they get these really great videos and I don't know how they do it, but they break news before anybody else ever even knows. It is absolutely crazy because it gets to the point where you're like, oh, that can't possibly be true. And then it's confirmed by other like major news sources, right? Mm-hmm. Like maybe minutes or hours, sometimes even up to an hour afterwards. I don't know how TMZ does it. They have paparazzi stationed everywhere. They have to. It's insane. All right. So now that I'm done.
They better be careful of Alec Baldwin because they'll just go ballistic on him. Yeah.
I know. He's had a tendency to do that. Him and Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks has gotten after the paparazzi a few different times as well. Not that anybody cares about Ian Ziering. And here's what I actually wanted to talk about. But I do want people to watch the video if they have time today. And
I got
to
check it out.
It's the first day back at work for a lot of people in a few days. So you got to ease yourself into it. You can watch Ian Ziering video, not Sharknado, but that one on TMZ is better. So, you know, we're at this point of the year where we're trying to catch up on a lot of stuff, right? It's 2024 now. We've just come off the holidays. We've eaten too much, maybe not slept enough, all of that kind of stuff. And if there's one thing that you think you should get more of, this is the question. What would it be? Someone actually polled 2,000 people. And the top answer, and I could totally get down with this, we just talked about it during the forecast, is sunshine. Probably makes sense this time of year, but there are some interesting answers that follow that up. And I know you like the clouds. You thrive in clouds. I can do clouds, but I have to have a couple breaks of sunshine in there. Like, you know, give me like 2 or 3 days of clouds. Give me a halfway sunny day. It doesn't even need to be full sun because I'm not asking too much this time of year. I'm happy because then you can give me a couple more cloudy days and I'll be good. Right. But when we do those like days and days of clouds around here. Yeah, and this happens to be the cloudiest month of the season for us. So I do have a harder time in January. However, some of the other things that made this list after sunshine include vacation days or days off. How many people are going back to work today after a few days off and already thinking about when they can take more time off? There's people out there doing it, and you're not alone. Let's just put it like that. Sleep is another thing that we think that we don't get enough of. Well, duh, that just kind of comes with the territory. Exercise, another one that we don't get enough of, unless you have dogs. Finn, you and I get plenty of exercise just by walking. Lots and lots of walking. Money is another one. There's never enough money for what you want to do in this world, right?
That's true.
I mean, a lot of people also don't think that they are paid what they're worth, and that is not an exclusive problem to anybody. I was just hearing that there are 15 states that increase the minimum wage. I was listening to the news last night or yesterday afternoon because I'm old now and I watch the 4 p.m. news, apparently. There's 15 states in this country that are increasing the minimum wage as of today. Wisconsin is not one of those states. Still holding out at $7.25 an hour.
Yeah.
What are we doing, people? I mean, you know, and then you wonder why people can't afford to live, or there's a housing crisis and all of that. $7.25. How many years has it been like that? I mean, it's we've been here for 7 years, and it hasn't changed in that time. So it's obviously long before we got here. But my goodness.
And how can you live on that? I mean, there's not enough affordable housing, really.
Right?
And yeah, it's insane.
Crazy. And then they wonder why, like, teenagers in this state aren't more apt to go get a part-time job somewhere. Well, you're paying $7.25 an hour. Not all places are. I get it. Some are trying to actually make the wages go up. Some are doing it on their own without, you know, it having to be mandated. But, I mean, you've got other places that are only paying $7.25 an hour. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Hangout time with friends, another one on this list, is one of the things that we say we don't get enough of. I think I get plenty of that. I love my friends, don't get me wrong. And I've got my group of friends that we do our Friday thing. We've been doing it long before COVID because we're all scattered. It's one Friday a month. We call it our happy hour. We bring our favorite beverage and we sit down and we just catch up. That's enough. It's a lot of conversation all at once, I think, is what it
takes a lot out of you, doesn't it?
It does. And our group has grown over the years. And so there's times when we have like at least 10, 15 of us on one chat. And I love it. And I love all of them. But at the same time, it's a lot of trying to keep up with everything else. And it can be a little exhausting. I do love one-on-one time with all my friends, though. And I try to do that even just in a quick chat or even just in a quick text every now and then. Hugs or cuddles, something else we don't think we get enough of. Yeah, that makes sense. Fun in general. Yeah, we try to work a whole lot in this country, don't we? And we don't really take time for the fun stuff in life. Fresh air is another one. That's always important, even if it's cold fresh air this time of year. And laughter, another thing that people in this poll of 2000 said that they don't get enough
it's
of.
It's good to laugh.
I love laugh. I mean, we're one of those families that we can laugh basically about anything. And, well, there's the four of us, and we do a lot of stupid things. So you can imagine that there's a lot of laughter that happens in our house. A few more that made the top 20 include me time. Yeah, I mean, just hanging out with yourself, trying to do some things you enjoy. Nights out and hours in the day, right? My husband always says that. He's like, if there could just be a couple more hours, I said, you wouldn't sleep anyway. I said, what would it matter? You'd continue to work. So there'd be that. But no, I like that. Those are some good answers. Like, at least this poll of 2,000 people gave real answers to things instead of, sometimes they do these polls and you look at the answers and you're like, who's actually thinking that? There was like one person who said that and they threw it in on the poll, I think.
Well, since sleep was on the list, which you can imagine it's a big one for a lot of people, just getting enough sleep. Did you stay up for New Year's?
We did. Yeah. Well, the game didn't end until 10:30, quarter to 11 by the time all the coverage was done. And by that time, Ryan Seacrest was in New York, Times Square, getting ready to count down to the East Coast New Year. So we watched that. And then what did we do? I think we just kind of flipped around and just watched all of the different shows and the things they were doing and some of the artists that they had. Now, here's the thing. You can tell that these artists are getting to the point for like the New Year celebrations that they don't want to be performing. When LL Cool J, who I love, by the way, is basically like your headliner on New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. I mean, you've definitely went to a point of no return, because these artists, I mean, they're having a hard time, and this is a known fact. They're having a harder time for shows like that on New Year's getting big acts because, well, they want a break too. They don't want to be performing over the holiday season. And so then you get a guy like LL Cool J who blew the roof off of the buildings in New York. He was amazing because we did watch LL Cool J. He was so good. And I, does the dude ever age? I mean, he's 55 years old. He's 55 years old, and he was up there giving one of the best performances I've seen of an artist in a really long time. It was insane. So he's still phenomenal. But I mean, Aqua made a debut on New Year's Rock with Ryan Seacrest doing the Barbie Girl.
Where have they been?
Well, obviously not practicing their singing skills is where they were at. It was not good. Then on CNN, you had Adam Levine, I guess, who did some sort of performance. Now, we didn't see it, but social media blew up because they were like, he can play a guitar, but Adam Levine apparently sounded awful. Couldn't hit notes. Like, it was like as bad as Mariah Carey a few years ago. So,
oh, I love that one. The Mariah Carey one. Oh,
that was bad. That was so bad. And apparently Adam Levine was in the same boat. I haven't seen a video of it, but I guess it's floating around there. Because people were commenting that he played guitar like nobody's business. But the singing was just, they were like, is this why
not
Maroon
so much.
5 isn't a thing anymore? I mean, those were some of the comments floating around on social media. So that's how we spent our New Year's. And then Max was upset because I forgot the sparkling apple cider. It's been a long-standing tradition in our house for years, and Mom just totally blew it this year.
Now
so
you have your green bean casserole. There you go.
It was like, you know what? You can toast with some milk and some more cheesecake. Do that. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be cloudy and temperatures hanging out in the 30s for the next few days. Sean Cable's going to tell us about that. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Alyssa Polk.
I love everything about family practice. I think that's what drew me to it, that you're able to do a little bit of everything. But I'd say my special interests are in preventative medicine, and I also have a special interest in osteopathic manipulative therapy. My favorite part of being a physician is getting to know patients on a personal level, helping patients in their health aspect, keeping them healthy.
Learn more about Dr. Alyssa Polk at ramchealth.com.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Back from the winter break, practices will pick back up again to start this week, but the action for area schools really gets started again on Thursday, with the exception being Portage, as the girls' basketball team will be taking on McFarland tonight on the road. It was actually moved from later on this week. 7:15 is going to be the tip-off for tonight's contest, and it'll be a quiet Wednesday before, again, action really gets going again on Thursday. Wisconsin Badgers can't hold on in the ReliaQuest Bowl against LSU. 35-31, the Tigers get the win over the Badgers. Wisconsin actually led throughout the game. It was 28-14 early in the third quarter, but then back-to-back touchdowns tied up the game. The Badgers would take the lead back on a field goal to make it 31-28. But then in the fourth, Brian Thomas Jr. had a 4-yard touchdown reception to make it 35-31, and that is how the game came to an end. Badgers wrap up the season 7-6. LSU 10-3. They were the 13th team in the country coming into this game. Also around college football yesterday, Oregon with a huge win over Liberty 45-6. You had Tennessee completely shutting out Iowa 35-0. And then in the playoff semifinals, Michigan gets an OT touchdown to win 27-20 over Alabama. And Washington holds on late against Texas 37-31. National championship game is set. Wolverines versus the Huskies. That'll be on Monday. Time to get back into conference play for the Badger men's basketball team today, as the squad is going to be hosting Iowa at the Kohl Center. 6 o'clock is the tip-off for that matchup. Badgers are the number 21 team in the nation, coming with a 9-3 record to this contest. Hawkeyes 8-5 for the year. And the Green Bay Packers control their own destiny now after a huge victory on New Year's Eve night, dominating the Minnesota Vikings 33-10. With that, the Packers will be the number 7 seed if they get a victory over the Bears on Sunday and the Rams beat the 49ers. Packers could even be the number six seed if they get the win and the 49ers beat the Rams. Now, there still would be some potential opportunities for the Packers to make the playoffs if they do lose to the Bears. But so again, just win that game on Sunday and you are in. 3:25 is going to be the kickoff against the Bears at Lambeau Field. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20, although the wind will back off a little bit to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. On Thursday, sunshine, high of 28. Are you looking for an awesome place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
7:52 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Paula Abdul now with Straight Up on 99.7 Max FM.
Like to get my love caught in the slamming door. How about some information, please?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Paula Abdul there, Finn. And interestingly, over the weekend, some big news came out about her. She is alleged in a lawsuit that she was twice sexually assaulted by Nigel Lithgow, who is the executive producer of American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. Now, he, of course, has denied those allegations, but she is taking it to court. So kind of big news, right? I mean, yeah. She was on that show for a really long time. And it was a weird time because you had Simon, who was on that show. You had Randy Jackson. And there were times when
This is American Idol, though, right?
Yeah. So going all the way back. But there were times when Paula seemed a little out of it on that show, right? Yeah. Like, it was kind of weird. And I love Paula Abdul. Don't get me wrong. I mean, phenomenal dancer. If you remember any of Janet Jackson's early stuff, thank you, Paula, for the incredible dance moves. And then she had quite the career herself. But it was a very weird time. So I think this is going to be interesting to see if Nigel Lithgow did actually do anything wrong. If Paula, I don't see Paula Abdul doing this just out of spite or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
She just I know exactly. Yeah. But
she
like you
seem
said,
like the kind of person.
That was a weird era for her, though, because, I mean, she was kind of slurring her words.
Yes.
And we were all kind of wondering what she had in that little Coke cup that she had there.
Yes. And, but, you know, and honestly, if there was something weird going on behind the scenes, I'm not saying there was or if there wasn't. I mean, could explain some of her weird behavior and some of the things that were a little out of the normal for Paul Webb to do as well. So who knows? But I think it's going to be an interesting one to watch because Nigel Lithgow, not only American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance, but he's got other shows that are still popular, not only here in the United States, but also in Britain. So I think that will be fascinating to see if they settle that one out of court or if they actually pursue that one a little bit further. We shall see. We've got to talk about some birthdays here this morning. We'll go from something not so uplifting to something more exciting as we celebrate with everybody today. And we'll remind you that before we jump into the celebrity side of things, if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. So we're going to start out with former televangelist Jim Baker. He is celebrating his 84th birthday. If you wanted uplifting late night TV before it went to Tone and Bars in the 1980s, you just got to listen to Jim Baker. That was it. He was always trying to sell us something.
They made
he?
A movie, didn't they? Jim and Tammy.
It was like in the early 2000s, I believe, something like that.
Somewhere around there,
I never watched that one. I didn't care. I was just proud of whatever actress had to play Tammy Faye and wear all the makeup. That had to take hours to put on and take off. Jack Hanna, the zoologist, celebrating his 77th birthday. Still, to this day, some of my favorite Jack Hanna moments are when he would appear on the Letterman show. Those were such good moments because Letterman was so uncomfortable but so funny at the same time, and Jack Hanna didn't care. These were animals, so he was just gonna let them do whatever, and Letterman would be like, why are they crawling on the, you know, it was, oh, they were always such great moments, some of my favorites. Filmmaker Todd Haynes is also celebrating today. He's 63 years old. Carol, one of his big films, Dark Waters and Far From Heaven, some other movies that you might recognize from him. Tia Carrera is celebrating her 57th birthday. Of course, we all remember her from Wayne's World. That was one of her big cameos. She was in